Dr. Morgan, our next question is for you, and it's from Mickey in California. And Mickey wants to know, what should you do if you want to deworm a horse who has not been dewormed for years? What precautions should you take? Or if the horse has an unknown parasite control history, what precautions should you take when you treat that horse?
Sure. You know, the first thing I do, and I know we continue to talk about this, but it just enforces the importance of it, I think. And that's just, I would always start with a fecal egg count with a horse with unknown, you know, history on deworming and all that. Just start with a fecal egg count and get that baseline, okay? Because that's going to help direct us going forward, right? In how intensely we're going to need to manage this particular animal. So once I've done that fecal egg count, and, you know, depending on the results, hey, if it's very, very low or zero, I may not worry about an immediate deworming of that animal. You know, I may give it some time and maybe do another fecal egg count in a few months and evaluate it then, because if that horse is coming in, we don't know. Maybe it was dewormed before we got that animal. But regardless, if we don't know the status on this horse, really, if you look at those, all the products that are out there on the market and the comments from Dr. Nielsen regarding safety, I know many people are worried about safety in these animals that have, you know, maybe haven't seen a dewormer for a long, long time, or we don't know if they've ever seen a dewormer. But obviously all the products are safe. And, you know, that's been demonstrated by a lot of work by the companies that manufacture those. And so there again, depending on the fecal egg count result, and then what's the age of that horse? You know, is it a very mature horse? I'm probably going to go in with a product because fecal egg counts, you know, it cannot evaluate the encysted small strong jaw form that we mentioned earlier. And many adult horses, even though maybe there's no or very few eggs in the stool, that's not a reflection of whether they do or don't have encysted small strong jaws, right? So I would probably want to be interested in starting with a very complete product that's going to get the encysted small strong jaw, you know, a really what I would consider a broad spectrum type of product. Moxidectin does that. We know that the Panacure Power Pack product has a label claim for the encysted small strong jaw. You know, there are some resistance concerns, issues with fenbendazole as well. So there again, depending on that area, you know, and I always like to default to incorporating your local veterinarian with some of those decisions. But if I were to make that call or make that suggestion, I would probably look at a Quest or Quest Plus type of product where it's very broad. It's going to get, you know, everything in that horse's system, including the encysted small strong jaw. So that's probably where I would start. I don't know, Dr. Nielsen, if you have any additional comments to that, but that would be my approach.
I think we're running out of time, but I, you know, essentially, I think that's a decent approach.